Mark Cummings at Breakfast
on BBC Radio Gloucestershire.
So after 16 years in the Football League, Cheltenham Town have been relegated. The Robins lost 1-0 to Shrewsbury, who claimed promotion with the win. This is what Cheltenham Town fans thought after the game.
Oh, absolutely gutted. It's been a great run, but it's all over, sadly. Just can't put it on to the last three or four games. Needed to do it earlier on. Do a Bristol Rovers, a bit of luck, and get close next year. But it's hard to see it, looking at all the teams that go down. It's very rare they come straight back. Well, they don't, do we?
What can you say? These things happen. We weren't really the best, were we? But you're always an eternal optimist when it's your own team, and you don't really like to say bad things about them, but things could have been a bit better. There's only one way back up, though, isn't there? Well, you fight back. Come back, you know?
Relegation hurts right now, but, you know, hopefully we can get ourselves back up. We gave everything today. We can't run the team down today. No way can we run the team down today. They gave everything, so we've left the league fighting.
Well, the club's got to pull together. We have no players, I don't think, that form a nucleus, so we've got to start again and get a manager that's experienced in the conference or below to take us up. It's no good getting the managers from above and trying to, you know, recreate past glories.
Gutted, absolutely gutted. I mean, so many things have gone wrong this season, I think, right from boardroom level down to, you know, what you see on the pitch. But we just got to try and regroup and, you know, maybe start again. And hopefully we might be able to keep Gary Johnson. If he can rebuild the side, who knows, we might get back in. But I don't know. It's just devastating.
Feeling for your Cheltenham Town fans, let's speak now to chairman of Cheltenham Town Football Club, Paul Baker. Morning to you, Paul.
Morning.
I imagine it was pretty raw at the weekend. How is it on a Monday morning?
That's pretty horrible on a Monday morning, as it was on a Saturday. It's been a pretty horrible season. And I think everybody will be frankly pleased that it's over and in the past, and we just now have to look forward. There's no point in going back over what happened. It was horrible, and there's a sick feeling in the stomach. And you think of all the investment and time and commitment that's gone into that last 16 years, taking us from the Southern League up to League One. You know, it's devastating to think what's happened. But it's about what happens now. It's about how we react, how the board react, how fans react, and how the community react. Because, you know, it's not just about the board. It's about the whole of Cheltenham and the surrounding areas. And if they all want a team in the Football League, then we've all got to fight together and support that club.
Let's look forward in one moment. For those fans who are really supportive, I know there are many, there'll be some who are disgruntled. One mentioned there, the boardroom. Paul, if you could relive one day from the last 12 months again and make a different decision, is there one day you'd love to relive again?
One day? I suspect probably we should not have renewed Mark Yates' contract at the very start of the season, because I think it started to go wrong. It's all about player recruitment, and if you don't get the right players in or the right staff in your business, you haven't got much of a chance. And I think that may have been the wrong decision with hindsight. And then we would perhaps overreacted with the Buckle decision. So, you know, we haven't covered ourselves in glory, but I can't go back about that. At the time, we considered those were the best decisions and proved to be wrong. But I like to think over 16 years, we made some pretty decent decisions too.
Are you 100% staying?
Yep, I'm staying for the next year at least. Job to be done. You know, we want to bounce back if we can. It's going to be extremely tough. We know that. You look at the teams in the conference and you're up against teams. You know, Forest Green, it's crazy. Totally unsustainable as a football club, but bankrolled by a multimillionaire. And it's very difficult to compete against that. Eastleigh are the same. Tiny little place, you know, bankrolled by a multimillionaire, Fleetwood. So often the difference with survival and success is the ability to attract additional investment over and above your normal receipts, and that is a huge challenge for us.
What happens financially when you go out of the league with player wages, contracts, all of that sort of stuff? What hit do you take, Paul?
Well, all our players have got relegation clauses in their contracts. They always have done so. The players that are still contracted will be having a pretty significant reduction in salaries. Quite a few players are out of contract. The biggest thing is we lose around £500,000 of income from being in the Football League. We get a parachute payment for one season, but just, you know, that still means we lose £500,000. And the big worry is at the end of the next season, we lose the parachute payment. So it's such an important opportunity to bounce back in the first season. But as the supporters said, you know, many, many teams far bigger than us, Rovers and Luton, Grimsby, you know, that they've struggled to bounce back despite huge resource. But it is about, it's all about, and Cheltenham has never been about huge resource. It's always been about spirit and good people. And I look back to, you know, the likes of Steve Cottrell and Yatesy when he first came. And the teams we used to have, teams of captains, teams of characters, and that's what it's about. And we now need to get a decent, good manager in place with lots of experience and a team of players who are captains, have got character and got spirit and have got fight.
And you've said publicly you want Gary Johnson. How confident are you he will say yes, and do you know the timings on that decision?
We need to have a discussion with Gary. We've already had a brief discussion, but we need to look at budgets and see what we've got available, A, to pay a management team, and B, to put into the playing squad. That'll be important for any future manager. Gary will have to decide whether he wants to manage outside of the Football League. I think he's enjoyed it here. We've got on well. I think the fans think he'll do a good job for us. I think he will. He's got a great track record, got Yeovil out of the conference. But it's down to sitting down and negotiating. And, you know, we haven't got loads of money. And if there's anybody out there who would like to come along and help Cheltenham Town and put some investment into the club, I'd love to hear from you.
It's 8:24 on a Monday morning. Take me through briefly the next stage of your day this morning, Paul. What happens today then for you?
Got a board meeting at 10 o'clock where we're going to be going through the financial implications. We've already done some work on that. So we're looking at how this is going to affect our employees. No doubt there may be some people who will be losing their jobs. The academy is protected for another year. I hope the training ground will be protected for another year. So we'll be looking at that. We're looking at what budget and we can put into the playing squad. But looking at all areas of staffing, and then more interviews at later on.
Sure.
Yeah, it's going to be a busy week. There's going to be lots of meetings. There's lots of things we've got to look at, and we've got to look at the whole structure of the club. We've obviously got the fan director on the board now, Clive Gowing, and that's going to be great, having his input into these discussions. I want to look at restructuring the board. We do need to bring some new people into the board to refresh it and bring in, hopefully, new investment.
Final question. Do you know how many people might lose their jobs?
No, I don't want to be scaremongering about that because we don't employ many people. Mm. The bulk of the budget goes into the playing squad, but we might be looking at one, two, two or three. Some of those may well be coming from the management team, not just the office staff. But the important message for me to fans is, actually, guys, you know, you support your team. It doesn't matter what league that team is in. You support your team. And that was the feeling I was getting from texts I've had and people I met after the game. And I'm really, really confident that the vast bulk of Cheltenham Town fans will stick with us, as indeed sponsors too.
Thank you for joining us this morning. You're always front up with these days, and I appreciate you coming on this morning. Thank you, Paul.